It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
All right, here we go. Podcast time. The Plan B After Show podcast. I'm Brock. He's Hunter. What's going on?
Yo.
Yo, yo, yo. Of course, as always, your After Show podcast brought to you by Gilson Cycle, 1492 Pipestone Road in Benton Harbor. Gilson, get your motorcycle running right. You know, you still got a little bit of riding time left. You still got time to get her going. Or if you want to get ready for the winter, 269-876-0882. We'll hear a word from Gilson a little bit later on. But right now, it's time for facts and opinions. That's right. Yesterday was a doozy. We had some good ones the other day. Fact number one, opinion number one. Hopefully today is good.
It's Friday.
I know. I'll try not to. The last time state moves or the last, Jesus, good God, I just have a stroke. The last time that state lines were moved was in 1961 when there was a border shift between Minnesota and North Dakota.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Huh. So they just moved the line. They're like, yep, we're moving it. The line in the dirt is moving. So wasn't there a big feud between Michigan and Ohio? They were fighting over some a state line there, too, as well.
Well, I think originally, like, it was because, Michigan owned the, all the water. Like, so Ohio didn't have access to the water, Lake Erie.
Was that Lake Erie?
I think so. Erie. And so, like, the same thing with, like, Chicago and all that stuff. Like, anytime, for shipping purposes, like, they gave each state like a chunk, you know, like, okay, make sure you got access to the, Illinois. I'm pretty sure Wisconsin moved its border up to give Illinois enough to be on the lake. Because a lot of Illinois isn't on the lake except for, you know, that small chunk there. So
yeah, that little tiny chunk. Yeah,
but now they have access to it, so they have a port. I think that's what it boils down to. I could just be making that shit up. Who knows? But anyway.
Probably just made it up. Anyway, but basically what we're saying is whatever Ohio has, we're going to fucking take it back.
Yeah, you know what? They can keep Lake Erie. Erie. You know, you keep it. Keep it. You know, it's full of all your shit. It's fine. Just keep Lake Erie. We'll border that off too, all right? Fact number two, opinion number two. When Queen Elizabeth II was just a princess in 1945, she joined the British military for World War II and trained to be a mechanic.
Why?
You know what? She still
already made it. You're already on top. You know, maybe she was bored on top.
She probably was. I mean, other than walking around in your crown with your little, you know, staff yelling at people, you know, torturing the peasants. What else are you gonna do?
Queen.
She still also has two birthdays, which is bullshit. That's still bullshit. Yeah. Ridiculous.
Yeah, that's why she went to the military. She needed a little discipline, man. She's given two birthdays.
Yeah.
She has everything just handed to her. You
a
know,
pony
you a
on each birthday is bullshit. anyway. Fact number three, opinion number three. Sean Connery. Say it. Do it.
Sean Connery.
Junior. Anyway, he had a chance to play Gandalf in the Lord of the Rings movies, but turned it down because he didn't understand the script. He was even offered a price of the back end of the movies that now would have been worth at least $450 million, but he turned it down. You know,
I did hear that before. It'd be interesting to have him as Gandalf.
I'm glad.
Pull it off.
I don't think he could. I'm going to be completely honest. He's not that good of an actor. He's not.
Sean Connery.
He plays the same, like, it's the same guy. It's not like he changes himself for the role. Like, it's the same accent. All of his characters have the same accent. Even when he's supposed to be playing, like, a different, a character from, he's like, no, I'm Sean Connery. I'm going to always have this accent. It doesn't, you know what I mean? Like, he's not that good of an actor.
Maybe that's why he's so good, though, is because, like, it's just him, you know, like. You know, some people are like, you do a role and then you blow that role and then you're done.
It's called acting. You're supposed to be able to act like different people. Like he doesn't change. I'm not saying he's a bad actor, but I don't think he's as good an actor as people make him out to be, in my opinion. But
just the way your mother likes it.
Trebek. Yeah. I'll take the penis sword for
the inception of impression.
Yeah. Anyway, fact number four, opinion number four. Only four, you'll love this because it's a president one. Only four presidents didn't appoint a single Supreme Court justice. That was William Henry Harrison, Zachary Taylor, Jimmy Carter, and Andrew Johnson.
Oh, sweet. Sweet facts, bro. Something I will never take with me and say again. Just go to the next fact.
You hate those presidential facts, man.
It's just so dumb. Especially now. It's just, you see all the political shit now, and it's just like, you know, why would anybody want to do that job?
Yeah.
Like, especially now when, like, nobody is getting along. Like I watched that Social Dilemma last night, right? And, like, it kind of all correlates together why nobody is getting along. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And, like, the political thing is just another, like, it's just another more gas in the fire, if you will. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's like, it pisses me off kind of sometimes thinking about it.
I agree with you. It's kind of a thankless job, you know? They don't praise you when you do something right. That's a lot of jobs. So,
you know what really pisses me off is I came to the conclusion that, like, there's not ever going to be one person that everybody's like,
no.
Fucking, yeah, let's go for this. That sucks.
Yeah,
that sucks. And if it's so far fetched, it's like it's not interesting to me. It's like you guys are going to fight just to fight, and until you stop doing that, it's stupid.
I'm just trying to think if there could ever be one person. I mean, you could have a president. Here's what you could do. You could have, let's say someone, let's say aliens invade Earth, and there's this one army general that literally leads the charge and saves our race from the aliens, all right? This guy, let's call him General Smith, all right? He's in there. There's videos of him he's fighting aliens, and he's the guy that saves the human race from aliens. And we vote. There's still people like, I don't want that fucking guy for president. You know what I mean?
He's a tool. Yeah. He's a tool.
I don't like his stance on whatever. You know what I mean? Yeah.
You know, so here's one thing, like, real quick. With Trump, it's like, here's one thing I like about him. He's blunt, and I'll just tell you. But, like, the way he does it sucks. It's like, it would be nice to have somebody who has kind of that direction. And the way, like, there's not fake being fake. You know what I'm saying? Everybody, you see a president. So I like that direction, but the way he just says shit sometimes, like what are you doing, dude? Stop. Yeah. So it's like you need a happy medium between both. I don't think I've ever seen it. Like, there's got to be somebody out there, dude, that everybody is like, dude, it's the guy. Is it The Rock?
I was just going to say, I think Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
He's got a nice smile.
Yeah, nice guy. Like, works nice hard. Guy. He's a good dad. You know, he's done Disney movies. I think he'd probably be our... And no one's going to fuck with Dwayne The Rock Johnson. No one is.
That's true.
You think Kim Jong-un is going to be like, oh, yeah, I'm gonna fuck with you? No, absolutely not. Absolutely not.
You know what, though? That one given job, though, could turn The Rock into the biggest piece of shit ever.
You never know.
The job of the president is terrible.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know if I'd want to be president. I mean, maybe there's some perks in there, you know? I mean, you are the president, but...
You've seen the Obama one. I think everybody's seen the Obama picture through his...
How they age. George Bush, man. Good God.
Did you see the Lincoln one?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Takes it out of you,
man. The Lincoln one is like, dude, he goes from like a young man to like a fucking skeleton, dude.
Yeah, just beat up. I mean, he was president during the Civil War. That had to be pretty stressful. Right. But
so here's a fun fact, and I read this the other day, that the first time that President Lincoln ran for office, he lost. And a little girl, like a 7-year-old girl, told him, like, you lost just like, you know, you lost because you're skinny. You need to grow a beard. And so he grew a beard, and he won the next election.
Oh,
and
no shit.
The famous pictures you see of Lincoln, you never see him without a beard. But there's a few pictures out there with him.
Back in the day when he was a young lawyer, because he was a lawyer. He was a bartender. He was a lawyer. He did a bunch of stuff. Anyway.
Look at us. We're fucking smart.
See, presidential facts are fun, Hunter. We would have never had this conversation.
No.
No, it's fucking just, stupid.
I still hate it.
All right. Opinion number five. We'll wrap it up here. Before a hurricane, the top-selling items at Walmart are Pop-Tarts and beer. God, we are fucking terrible.
What was that again?
Before a hurricane, the two top-selling items at Walmart are Pop-Tarts and beer. How trashy are we? Just trash. We're just trash.
Pop-Tarts. Why aren't Pop-Tarts? There's so many things in Walmart.
You know, if we get stuck without, you know...
get the Pop-Tarts!
We need sustenance. Well, good. Pop-Tarts will do us real good. Jesus Christ.
You can just see a bunch of people hunched over in their basement around a toaster.
Yeah, exactly. No, they got a crank toaster because the power's out.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's another thing. The power's out. What are you going to do with these Pop... Nobody likes... cold Pop-Tarts.
The toaster's still going to burn the fucking Pop-Tarts. That's what's going to happen. Who put it on high setting? Now it's fucking ruined. Anyway. All right. Good enough. I think we can wrap it up with that. There you go. Facts and opinions for you on a Friday. Some good ones in there.
Yeah.
Some good ones in there. Especially that presidential fact. That was the best
that
one.
That one sucked.
Anyway, that's going to do it for us here. We'll see you guys next time on the Plan B After Show podcast. And here's a word from our sponsor, Gelson Cycle. We'll see you.
You ain't coming.
I can't. Come on. What's the matter? Your old lady won't let you?
Yeah, what's the matter? Your mama said you can't?
My bike quit. All right? It's my bike. My bike! My bike!
What's the matter with you?
Just a nightmare, woman. Go back to sleep.
Don't let a broken bike blow your chance to ride.
Gilson Cycle eliminates nightmares with quick service turnaround on most motorcycles. See Larry Gilson at Gilson Cycle, Napier and Pipestone, Benton Harbor.